Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Becoming a Funky Teacher is a Journey. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that when I talk about being a funky teacher, I'm not talking about being flashy. I'm not talking about being perfect. And I'm definitely not talking about having everything figured out. Being a funky teacher is really about something much deeper than that. It's about teaching with heart. It's about being human. It's about creating classrooms where students feel safe, respected, and inspired to grow. But here's the truth. No teacher just wakes up one day and suddenly becomes the kind of teacher overnight that I just described. It doesn't happen in a single lesson. It doesn't happen in a single school year. It happens slowly, through experience, through reflection, through mistakes, through moments where things go well. And there's also moments where we realize that we still have things to learn, things to figure out. Becoming the kind of teacher that students remember is a journey. So before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for today is fresh starts. Teaching gives us a lot of them. New mornings, new lessons, new chances to connect with students and try again when yesterday didn't go the way we hoped. The second thing that I'm thankful for is moments of laughter in the classroom. Those unexpected moments when students laugh, teachers laugh, and the room just feels alive. Sometimes those moments are the ones that students remember most. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is opportunities to keep growing as a teacher. Even after years in the classroom, there is always something new to learn, a new strategy, a new perspective, a new understanding of how students learn. All right, let's get into it. The topic, once again, that we are focusing on is becoming a funky teacher is a journey. When we hear the phrase, funky teacher, I sometimes imagine someone with a certain personality, someone energetic, someone creative, someone who just naturally connects with students. But becoming a teacher who truly connects with students isn't about personality. It's about growth. Y'all, it's about learning from experience. It's about reflecting on what works and what doesn't? And it's about slowly becoming the kind of teacher that students need. Every teacher starts somewhere. And every teacher continues growing throughout their career. So today, I really want to dial in and focus on becoming a funky teacher and the journey that is behind it. See, it starts with caring about students. At the heart of great teaching is a simple truth. Teachers who care about students make a difference. Students notice when teachers genuinely care about them. They notice when teachers greet them by name. Students, they notice when teachers listen. Students, they notice when teachers take time to understand what's going on in their lives. That care becomes the foundation for everything else that happens in a classroom. Without it, teaching can feel transactional. With it, teaching becomes transformational. Now, growth comes from experience and comes through experience. Let's talk about growth. No teacher starts out knowing everything. How could you? The early years of teaching are full of learning. Learning how to manage a classroom. Learning how to explain ideas clearly. Learning how to connect with students who all learn in different ways. And those lessons don't come from a book. They come from real experience. Each year adds new situations that shape who we become as educators. And mistakes are part of the journey. Every teacher has moments they wish they could redo. A lesson that, hey, it didn't land. Sometimes a lesson that maybe did not land, but it went horribly wrong. A moment of frustration. A response to a student that could have been handled differently. But those moments are not failures. They are part of the journey. What matters is what we learn from those moments. Because those moments shape how we grow moving forward as teachers. And reflection helps us improve. One of the most powerful habits teachers develop is reflection. Thinking about what worked, thinking about what didn't, and thinking about how a moment could have been handled differently next time. Reflection turns everyday experiences into learning opportunities, and teachers who reflect consistently continue to grow. And relationships, they become central to what we do. Many teachers begin their careers focused primarily on content, you see, and they focus on the curriculum, the standards, the lessons. But over time, teachers begin to realize something deeper, that relationships are what make learning possible. Students learn more when they feel respected. Students will try more when they feel supported. And students will take risks when they feel safe. And confidence? Well, confidence develops over time. Teaching, it can feel overwhelming early on. There are so many moving pieces. But with time, experience builds confidence. And teachers begin trusting their instincts. They learn what works in their classroom. They develop their own style. Confidence grows step by step. And authenticity matters. Students can tell when teachers are trying to be someone they're not. Students notice when things feel forced. But they also notice when teachers are genuine, when teachers show up as themselves, authentic, honest, human. It's that authenticity, it builds trust in powerful ways. And let's talk about passion. Passion helps sustain the work. Teaching can be incredibly meaningful, but it can also be challenging. There are tough days, moments of frustration, seasons where energy feels low. Passion helps carry teachers through those moments, and it reminds us why the work matters. Every year brings new learning. Even experienced teachers continue learning, or they should. New students bring new personalities. New situations bring new challenges. New experiences bring new insights. And teaching is a profession where growth never really stops. The journey never ends. There is no moment where a teacher fully arrives. Not at all. There is There's no final version of ourselves as educators. Becoming the teacher students need is an ongoing process. Each year adds new lessons, new growth, new understanding. And that journey is what makes teaching meaningful. Well, as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that being a funky teacher isn't about perfection. Not at all. It's about growth. It's about reflection. It's about caring deeply about the students in front of you and understanding that becoming the teacher students need is a journey that unfolds over time. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.